Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Pete McLean from Book and Plow Farm in Amherst. You are affiliated with Amherst College. What's the farm's relationship to Amherst College?
Amherst College owns a lot of agricultural land, over 300 acres. Some students a few years ago asked a question, how much food from the dining hall is coming from the agricultural land? The answer that they got back was not satisfying. The answer was 0 pounds. And so these students endeavored to see a farm happen, and they spent some time and they built some plans and they pitched it to administration and faculty, staff, and got no support. And then finally, after 3 years, Biddy Martin, the president, said, let's do it.
Biddy Martin seems to be a pretty rad person.
She's super rad. So at that point, a request for proposal was sent out and came into my inbox. Tobin and I, Tobin Porter Brown, the other half of Book and Plow Farm, put together.
Who's the book and who's the plow?
Great question. And if you tune in next week for the great reveal. And the two of us put together a plan. The school invited us to talk to them. We interviewed with 41 different people that day.
41? That's it? Individually?
You had to show your SAT score. Yeah,
right. It was wild. And at that point, Tobin and I went to the Mona Dove afterwards, and we were like, want to do this? 41 people to grow carrots, you know, like crazy. Yeah. And eventually said, yeah, let's do this. This is only our third year, and it's been a really great working relationship so far. We are an independent business renting land from Amherst College.
Now, what is the percentage of dining hall food because of you in Amherst College's dining halls that is grown from their agricultural land?
Percentage? Don't know. Pounds? I can give you pounds.
Okay.
Our first year was 18,000 pounds.
How much is that in kilograms?
Mm.
No, I'm just kidding. 18,000 pounds?
Year two, 35,000 pounds.
Wow.
Year three, we're growing, and our crop plan is built enough to grow between 50 and 70,000 pounds.
You brought some of the stuff that you're working on right now. What do you got?
I brought some stuff. We got some carrots that have been holding on. We grew them in the fall. Let's see. I brought in some Swiss chard and romaine lettuce transplants. Phil is currently pulling out a flat of red wing onions. These things are going to be going in about 2 weeks.
Wow, look at that.
Put it on his lap.
It looks like little green straws sticking out of a planting tray. But they'll be onions someday.
And that's what's amazing about food. And Phil, what you didn't grab out of that crate were two rocks painted. One thing you need to know about Book and Plow Farm is that we have more rocks than you would ever imagine. And so some students had a rock painting party, and you can see the beautiful work of their labor.
How old were these students? Three?
There's this advanced track at Amherst College of three-year-olds taking some entry-level courses.
Ah, good.
You know, there are students that want volunteer opportunities at the farm, and some of those opportunities are sexy and cool, like transplanting and harvesting, and some of them are a little less sexy and cool, like picking up rocks out of the field. And so we have to make it as fun as possible. Throw some paint at it.
Yay. Sounds like a good way to do it. That's adding a little bit of book to the plow aspect of it, too. Book and Plow Farm.
Nicely done.
Thank you. In Amherst with Pete McLean from the farm. Also a birder. Birds and Breakfast. What's that, Pete?
Birds and Breakfast is a program that we're running at Book and Plow Farm. You come on a two-hour bird walk with me. And then at the end of that two-hour session, there is a beautiful farm fresh, bountiful breakfast served through the Wheelhouse food truck. And so we walk around for a couple hours. We see birds.
You've had a couple of these already. What kind of interesting birds have you seen?
Red-eyed vireo, Baltimore oriole, rose-breasted grosbeak. We've seen some nice birds, but really the highlight is the food. Pistachio pesto quiche. There were homemade cinnamon buns, root mash.
So why is none of that here?
I know, right?
Sorry, guys. Instead you got some rocks.
With dirt
you
got on dirt. I love the dirt.
I love the dirt too.
Me too.
So yeah, Sunday mornings at 7, now through the rest of May. You can sign up online if you want. That's bookandplowfarm.com.
And if I'm interested in getting a farm share, can I do that even though I don't have the SAT scores to be going to Amherst?
And that 35,000 pounds of your food is going to the dining hall there?
Yes, we don't look at SAT. We do look at ACT.
Okay.
Oh, okay, great.
So
okay.
It's going to have to be up to snuff in some regard.
I'm good at acting, no problem.
And yeah. Okay, good. But yes, if you're looking for a share, it's a September 2nd through November 18th share. You can sign up online as well.
Pete McLean from Book and Plow Farm in Amherst and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.